אלה הדבורים אשר דיבר מוישה על כל ישראל בעבר הירדן, במדבור, בערובו, מויל סוף. רשי explains that בעצם מוישה רבינו is giving את היחיכות לכלל ישראל. And is going over all the places that they had, they did the wrong thing. Als kvoidom shel Yisrael, Moshe is not mentioning properly the averes. Everything is hints. Be'ever ha'yarden, ba'midbor, ba'arovo, mo'el suf, ben poron, ben toifel, ולובול וחצרויס ודי זור. So, ולובון, what is בן טויפל ולובון? אומר רבי יוחנן, חוזרנו על כל המקרואס, למצאנו מוקים ששמוי טויפל. Where is טויפל, לובון וחצרויס? עם רשי גולס, וחצרויס ומחלוקתו של קרח. Chatzeiros was the machlekte shel Korach. V'dizov hoychichom al ha'egel she'osu b'shvil roiv zov shehoy olayim. Shenemar v'kesef irbeisi lahem v'zov osu labar. Borem brochas. So Chatzeiros is the teichoicho and the chet of Korach, and dizov is the teichoicho and the eagle. So the meforshim shtel shtarke ore. So the order is the wrong order. Chatzeiros is Korach. V'dizov is eagle. What was before? First we had the eagle, and then we had Korach. Why the order is Chatzeiros v'dizov? It's the wrong order. Korach and then Egel, had to be Egel and then Korach. So the Welt says a pshat. The Welt says why it says Korach before the Chet Egel. Why it says Korach before the Chet Egel? That Rashi says in Parshas Yisroi. Why it says Anoichi Hashem Elokecho Loisas Elecho Pesel V'chol Tmuno. It says B'loshen Yochid Anoichi Hashem Elokecho Loisas Elecho Pesel V'chol Tmuno. So it Rashi HaKadosh Baruch Hu said it B'loshen Yochid. And Klal Yisrael will have B'chet HaEgel, Moshe will tell the Ribbono Shel Olam, you didn't tell them, you told Loisas Elecho. So what do you think? Klal Yisrael don't upshat. But that already they didn't hear from Hashem. The time was on Klal Yisrael. Anoich, you heard from Hashem. Hashem, we heard speaking to you. You came down, you told us it means all of us. Hashem, Hashem. But the Shpitzchat HaEgel, Hashem told you. Hashem said, Anoich, Hashem speaks to Moshe. We heard, Hashem told you. Anoich, Hashem, Elokecho, Yisrael, Elokecho. We heard from Eglah. He spoke to you. And Chazal said that when Chet HaEgel came, Rashi brings down in Yisroi, Shemoyishet bikish rachmin b'cheige, v'omar lomo yichre apcho b'amecho, hare lo yitzivisro lohem, lo yi elohem elohikim acherim. Elo li levadi. And this is what Moshe Rabbeinu said when he was mevakish rachmin, that the tzivui, some say it nedorim dik, Rashi and Davches, that it's not mefurish b'teire, v'ayis leis 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 זה זה לא יחפיר המדרגה. And there is נתנו יחשם לכחו, לא יהיה לכו. אבל Hashem means. But we see that even in mitzvahs that we know the drash, but the words of the Torah, גם במוש בבואים הם, has a starker level. Came Korach. Korach says, וכל העיד הכולם קדושים. ומדוע תסנסו על קהל Hashem. So the Rashi, the first Rashi in Korach, כולם קדושים, כולנו שמענו ענו יחי Hashem לכחו. Hashem didn't speak only to you, he spoke to all of us. So in the middle of Klal Yisrael did Chet HaKorach, and that minute Chet HaEgel came back. So the Teichecha was Koirach and Demchat HaEgel. Because in the parasha from Koirach, the excuse if the Chet HaEgel fell apart. So last week I was not here, but someone gave me a sefer. His grandson got engaged with someone from Shir. So he came to give me a sefer, and he brings two sofas to this vault from this week's parsha. He brings down for the Avni Eliyahu the sefer that this vault that we said now, the Shem Yishmuel says, the Mesek Eliezer brings it down. And he says, the Medrash says, Eilo osiso vechrashti, dimiso heyois eye kamoicho. It's a posuk in Tehilim Chof. Nun. Eilo chof ez lanatzea. Eilo osiso vechrashti, dimiso heyois eye kamoicho. Oichichacho veercho lenegdecho. So listen to the lashon of the posuk. Eilo osiso vechrashti. Eile lekecho Yisrael. Tehilim Nun. Eile osiso vechrashti. You did Egel, vechrashti. Demisa yoisa yekamoicho. You claimed we like Moshe Rabbeinu. Abarazei. Oichichacho. Abarazei, I'll give you Musa. But he brings down here another pshat to answer why it says Koirach and then Anoichi. Who did the Egel, v'etzem? The Torah gives a very sharp loshon. Ha'egel asher osa al. Ha'egel asher osa al. Lemaise Aaron did the egel. Kaisel came over to him. Lemaise, he gave it. The Torah says, even if you think Aaron did it, you had to say to Aaron, you're wrong. I said, we could say to Aaron, he's wrong. Aaron said that made an egel. We realize that Hashem wants an egel. So Be'etzem Klal Yisrael did not have a tvir. We see, Fakir, Moshe told Aaron, why you did the Egel? Aaron said, Fakir, they're about to kill me. But Be'etzem, Alpon of Aaron did the Egel. Came Parshas Koirach, and everyone was fighting with Aaron. Ah, you don't hold as Aaron as a Gansim and the Omar. You hold Aaron took the kahuna on his own. Ah, Aaron is Nishkin and the Omar. But I said, why you followed him in the Egel? So Be'mele, Noch, the Chet HaKoirach, that Klal Yisrael fought against Aaron, then B'meile came back the Tviya and Chet HaEgel. So this was the order. After Chet HaEgel comes back, Vayi ba'arba osor yoyim ba'ashtei yisro chodesh v'chol ha'chodesh dibur Moshe b'nei Yisrael l'kechol asher tziva Hashem Moshe. Then the pasuk is Mamshech Achrei Hakoyse Esichoin Be'ever Hayarden Be'eretz Moav Hoil Moshe Be'eretz Ateira Azois. So it Rashi Beshivim Loshon Pirshoy. Moshe Rabbeinu was Mefarish the Teira Shivim Loshon, the first article. And the shaila is why we need it. Bishleima when you have boys that cannot learn and they need an art school. And you have Russians that can't manage without Russia, you need an art school in Russia. I hear. What was the Indian that Moshe was mefarish the Torah b'shivim loshon? Okay, maybe it's the beauty of Torah. Moshe pirsha b'shivim loshon. What? Not shivim padim, shivim loshon. So the Mefarshim say, they were about to go into Eretz Yisrael, right? We see, till now, Moshe didn't do that. He went down to Har Sinai, they learned Lashna Kodesh, yeah? Now, when they were about to go into Eretz Yisrael, he was Mefarish the Torah B'Shivim Lashna. They were about to go, Moshe is going to leave them now. He's not going in to go into Eretz Yisrael. He's about to leave them. Klal Yisrael are going to be on their own. When Klal Yisrael about to be on their own, Moshe was teaching him the Torah b'shivim loshon. As a remez, the Torah is b'shivim loshon. Why the Torah is b'shivim loshon? To know, in every goal is that Klal Yisrael will go, the Torah is there. The Torah fits to every galus. People came to America, they thought the Torah is old-fashioned, it doesn't fit to America. Torah fits to America. People were in Germany, they thought Torah doesn't fit for Germany. Moshe was metargim the Torah for Germany. People think they're in a Russia life. Torah doesn't fit for Russia life. Moshe was metargim it in Russia. But before they leaving, Moshe gave them the Torah b'shivim losh. Moshe told them, and shivim almost ha'olam, and all of the galusim that you're planning to go, the Torah is there for you. The Torah fits for you. The Torah fits for shivim losh. Don't think the Torah is only in one language. It's only good when you're in Eretz Yisrael. Only it's good when we spoke Lashon HaKodesh. No. The Torah fits the Shivim Lashon. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu was teaching Klal Yisrael. The Mefoshim say it's more from that. It's not only the Shivim Lashon, Shivim languages. Listen carefully. Moshe was teaching them, it's for every matzav in your life. It's a Torah for every kind of matzav that a person has in his life. It's a Torah. It's a Torah for the time that a person is poor. It's a Torah for a time that a person is rich. There's a Torah for the time that person passes family tzoras. Sometimes people have different nisyonos in life. Hoyil Moshe Bayeres HaToyro B'Shivim Loshen. Shivim Loshen means 70 umos ha'olam. He was explaining to them how you will live the Torah in every fashidan and nisayon. It's not that he told him Vayomer, he said Gizokt, Amar, in all different languages. He explained the Shivim Loshen of the Torah. The Torah is dear in every kind of matzav in life. There's a way how to live the Torah. There's a way how to live up. The person understands. The Torah is dear with Shivim Loshen. Pasuk is mamshich v'oymar alechem ba'isa hi leyuchal levadi se'is eschem. Hashem elekei v'eschem yaseif alechem kochem elef v'amim v'reich eschem kasher diber elochem. Moshe says, "Vaymar lechem ba'isa hi lo yuchal levadi se'is eschem. Hashem lechem irbe eschem ayim lechem kichvay hashemayim l'roiv. Hashem lekei ba'ischem yosef lechem kochem elef pa'amim v'yivarech eschem ka'asher diber lechem." So, stam, a famous Rashi. If we go back to the Musar, Yosef lechem elef pa'amim v'yivarech eschem ka'asher diber lechem. He says, "Hashem will bench you that you'll be a thousand times more." ויברך אתכם כאשר דיבר לכם. So it's a steer. He says, יוסיף עליכם אלף פעמים. And then he says, יברך אתכם כאשר דיבר לכם. And Rashi says, what is כאשר דיבר לכם? ככריך והשמיים לא רואי. So Rashi says, when Moshe told Klal Yisrael, you'll be a thousand times more, he told him, Moshe, only a thousand? Hashem promised like stars. He says, this is what I'm benching you. Hashem will give you more. But this is Modnezach. I think Shteyda, what I heard from Rav Shteyda. Hashem elachem yosef elachem elef pa'amim v'yivarech eschem ka'asher diber elachem. So Moshe said, Hashem will make you a thousand times more. So I thought, Moshe, Hashem promised stars. Yeah, I'm giving you a thousand. Hashem will give the rest. I heard by Zayde when the Chafetz Chaim, after the war, First World War, they were in a place and it was different bochim from the Valdek there, and they were asking the Chofetz Chaim for a bracha that the army would not want to take them. It was also a gzeira from the army. It was not so bad, it was not Yidden, it was Russians, but it was also a gzeira that people wanted to take people to the army. So they went to the Chofetz Chaim for a bracha. So Chofetz Chaim said he can't give a bracha, he needs it for his yeshiva. Moshe says, I have a koyach to bench you 1,000 times. Hashem said, kikuch v'na shemayim l'roiv. I went once to Rav Shteyman, 3 years ago. It was a yid. They didn't give so much money to yeshivas. He would give to all different zachen. And then they wanted to put him in jail. So I convinced this yid to give a lot of money to tzedakah. A lot of money to tzedakah. And I'll get from Avtocha from Rav Shteyman that he will not sit in jail. But I said, you have to understand, like in a business deal, everyone is masking not to sit in jail. You have to give money even if you sit in jail. Now I know, like, a first payment is, doesn't make a difference if you sit or not. If you give that payment, it's $300,000. Then I will go into Rav Shteyman and make a deal. That if you don't sit in jail because it's bracha, you're giving X million dollars to stock. If you sit, so you don't give. But the 300, you don't get back. This is the deal. I said, undemnstration deal. Like a guy said, you know, Hashem, if Hashem will give me $1 million, I'll give a half to tzedakah. So why Hashem has to give you? He'll give the half straight to tzedakah, yeah? Guy says, what I'm having now, I'm giving the tzedakah, eat away. And if I'll get more, this is called the deal, yeah? So I went to Rav Shteyman, and he was not masking. Tzaddik goes like Mishbochu Mekayim. He says, I'm not a tzaddik. So I said, you know, say like this: if I'm a tzaddik, I'm goyzer. For him, it's enough. So I'm the tzaddik, I'm a tzaddik, I'm goyzer. For that guy, it's enough. He thinks that you are, you think that you're not. Say, I'm the tzaddik, I'm a tzaddik, I'm goyzer. He told me, you think I'm a chotzuf? So first, I thought that he's telling me, you're a chotzuf. I said, sure, no. So you think I'm a chotzuf? What, you think I have a checkbook of Hashem and I sign promises? So pieces, you go into a bracha, they promise you. Chatzufim, reshoim. Who are you? Are you a friend of Hashem? You're promising this person a kid? What, are you a friend of Hashem? What, you sit on this checkbook? What, are you in charge of him? What do you mean you're promising? Some people promise who they are. You took out a ton of Develio that says that Chizkiyahu was Netnash. That he promised someone a bracha. And the Yonavi tells him, who are you to promise? I'm scared. So I thought a Shiva could save all the yeshivas in the world. So the Shiva has to make some nefesh to be a chatzuf to the clowns on. The story didn't finish up nice. I met Hashem to say the guy went to jail. It was a whole. I remember the night that he went to jail, I didn't know what to do. But the guy, the big amount of money came to yeshiva. No, Hashem, I didn't know what to do. I felt so bad. I was scared that it'd be shoshesh and emunah in the family. It was 1 o'clock by night. Called the boss, we have to go now to the kids. And I said, so we went 1 o'clock by night to mechazik the kids and emunah. But they said he doesn't have chalotah. He's happy when he gave it. I'm not going out to the details, what is the chat, why it happened, there's a lot. The Chokmah is a story, not every story has to finish in the right, the way you want it to happen. Abba Rav Shem told me that, this is the Rashi here. Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael, I could promise you to be 1,000 times more. I can't give a bigger bracha from that. I can't give you a bracha that you're a biki kach v'shamayim l'alev. I don't have that koyach. I can must. Moshe knew what he has in his package. He knows he has the koyach for a bracha. If Yosef alachem elef ba'ami, more from that he doesn't have a koyach. Yeah, we have to understand a koyach a bracha is nishkin. Eicho yisol levadi torchachem umasrachem v'rivchem hovel lechem anoshim chachom v'nevoyni v'yiduim v'shifteichem. It's the first Eicho. The Minig by us, we say it in the Nigan of Eicho. There's three Eicha. Eicha Yisrael Levadi. Zachachem Ma'asachem Verivchem. Then we have Eicha Yisrael Zayna. And we have Eicha Yoshua Badot. The Lashon of Chazal is, it says three times Eicha. Moshal Lemutronise. Moshal to a queen. She had three shushvinim, three people that were with her. One of them saw her when she was sitting in her good. One of them saw her when she was mezane. And one of them saw her when she was punished. Adol d'chsiv, Eicha Yisrael Levadi. B'shalvosom shel Yisrael, Moshe said, Eicha. Yishayahu ra'a b'chizchoinam, Eicha Yisrael Zayna. Yirmiyahu ra'a osam b'galusam, shenemar, Eicha Yoshua Bodot. It's mevuah that it's not stam words magic. Yeah, Eicha, Eicha, Eicha. Shteit in Chazal that the Eicha from this week, that we read it in Parshas Chazon with the nigun of Eicha, is related. If not, we don't do jokes in Kriyas HaTeira. And it's the same word of Eicha in the Shabbos Chazon. Eicha, it looks like a play. No, the rhymes, yeah? It's Parshas Chazon. It's the word Eicha. So nigun, we read in Kriyas HaTeira. The reason that we rhyme it in the same nigun is because we're going with this Chazal, it's a Yalkut Shimoini, and this pasuk that the Eicha is solevadi tochachem ma'asachem verivchem. It's the beginning of Eicha. Moshe lematrini said that she had three Eichos. Eicha is solevadi. Eicha is solezino. Eicha yeshva badot. But if not, it's not stam. It rhymes. It's not Eicha. It's not. We pass a zocher, Epsha, yeah? Pass a chazoy in stam, because the same words in the Torah. Not even aftorah, it's aya. Torah. Kriyas haTorah, takanas chazal. Aftorah, you could read b'yichidus, you read b'tzibur maybe. You read kriyas haTorah, I'm sure. Shteter it's shaychas. What is the pshat? So I heard from my shver, givaldike, givaldike vot. From Masmir Talat, I'll say a little bit from it. It says, Eicha Esa Levadi. Eicha Esa Lezeinah. Eicha Yoshua Badot. The Chinuch says, why the Or Miklot, the Ritzach ran to the Ir Miklot? What was the purpose that he ran to the Ir Miklot? It says there was the city of the Levine, and while the people came to be with the Levine together, they got expired from them, and they changed. Ari the Ritzach kills because he's not careful. Why we punish a Shoigig? He has to be more careful. You know, a guy who goes, boom, bumps your gemara. He says, you're sorry. You get very angry. Why angry? You're sorry. Be careful. Don't be careful. You think I trap your gemara? No, but, you know, if you'll be careful, it will not happen, right? This is a whip set. Look where you're going. So, this is the reason we punish a Shoigig. We send them to be with the Levim. Zog the Chinuch, when they will be with the Levim, they will change. Just by being with them. Cut away and living, he says, the Adama becomes Kaddish. Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael, you were missing to be Shaychus with me. Eicha Esa Levadi. I was Levadi. You were not carrying it with me. You didn't shtel tzu to the Rebbe. If you're closer to your Rebbe, if you have a starker Shaychus to your Rebbe, and you would not need a Sori Asorim, Sori Chamishim, Sori Asoris, we would not come to the matzav of Klal Yisrael Mezane. By being with Moshe Rabbeinu, you would stay Klal Yisrael. The Ashpoer would be Mashpia on you. Moshe said, I was in a Pchina von Eicha Esa Levadi. I was a Pchina of a loner. Klal Yisrael against me. It was a Pchina. They complain, I'm saving. They complain. Not the same team. Was missing in the team. was missing being close and attached. That caused, like we know for sure, that Eicha Yoshva Bodod is a result from Chazon Ish Hayahu Eicha Yisrael Hazeina. That we know for sure. We're reading this week Eicha Yisrael Hazeina. Why is it going to happen? So Eicha Yoshva Bodod is a result of Eicha Yoshva Zeina, right? Eicha Yoshva Zeina is a Teitzah of Eicha Yisrael Levadi. This is the vote of the Medrash. Navad. Moses says, "Kol zman sheshimi ben geir chai, lo inoso shloimer baspar." And given a Rebbe, man of shach, he knew his back. Man of shach, shloimer knows. The Rebbe is there. They say the Rebbe doesn't have to be there. He could be attached with the Rebbe, even the Rebbe is not there. They say Yosef HaTzadik was about to do the chet with Eishes Petifa. Who's off if Dirsa loy bachaloin? Before she can explain, who's off if Dirsa loy bachaloin? What is the pshat? Who's off if Dirsa loy bachaloin? How do we solve Dirsa loy bachaloin? He bought it to the chaloin. No, the father's not in the window. But he pictured him, my father's looking. So when a person has that kind of histaklus, that kind of pachat, so then Eina Chanami doesn't come. So I want to be mamshich. But this is for sure the pshat in the Eicha. So I can masbir it more. But the tamtzis advorim. It's a nice vote. It's a new vote by me. Havu lachem anoshim chachorim ulevoim lishifteichim. Famous Rashi, Vatanu Oisi, Chalatetem es Hadovor Lanaasch. Hoyo lechom lehoshiv Rabbeinu Moshe Mimina Lilmoit, Mimcho im Mitalmid Cholei Mimcho Shenitztaarto Elo Yodati. Moshe says, when I gave you the offer of Sore Chamishim Sore Asores, you had to say no. You said yes. So Rashi understands that, like we said, Parshas Dvorim, the beginning is a Trichecho. So Vatanu Oisi, Moshe is yelling at them, he's giving them Musa. So Rashi explains, Vatanu Oisi was Miloshen Tzar. Miloshen Tzar. Vatanu Oisi, Miloshen Tzar. He had to say no. First Alamo, when he mentioned a couple times that this Rashi is a famous teretz, the famous Kasha. We believe when Hashem gave Moshe Rabbeinu the Torah, He gave him all the Torah and all the skills how to teach it to Klal Yisrael, right? It was the Moshe Kibbal Torah Mesina, Moshe goes down and he puts a system and the system collapses. Yisrael comes, Moshe, the system doesn't work. People are complaining, waiting in line for hours, yeah? And Moshe says, you know what? Change the system. And Nes Yisrael came, the Welt says, Shtatzach Yisrael will not come, we'll be waiting in line till now, yeah? Chas v'shalom. What's the pshat? Moshe Rabbeinu failed in the way of giving up the Torah. Who knows what else chas v'shalom mistakes could be? We can't believe like that. We know people make nucha dorim, we know. We know it's wrong, because we know we have a mistake how a cheder has to be. Yeah, you don't have to start to teach him to chaz and that, yeah? We don't try to find, even if the schools look more productive, could be. We don't change, because if we change, we also don't have to teach him Torah. We could teach him maths, yeah? Why we teach him Torah? Because this is what we got. And we got the way how the cheder is. Don't change. Most of the time, there's people that know, don't change, yeah? So how Moshe Rabbeinu could teach, and it's the wrong way, the Teretzes and Rashi and Ari Parsha. Chalatetem adovor leanaaschem. Hoyo lochem loimar. Rabbeinu Moshe. Mimino elil moit. Mimcho im etalmidcho. Loim mimcho shenitztaart. Moshe says, you had to say no. You had to say no. We want to learn from you. And if Klal Yisrael will say no, and there will be my son Nefesh, the system will work. So they were not holding there. So while Moshe had a tvi and Klal Yisrael that they had to say no, it's not a kasha why Moshe didn't come with this idea right away. Fakat. He's shown them what is the original way. He said, well, we can't. No, if you can't, we have to change. A guy can't read. So you buy him art school, yeah? I mean, Gemara doesn't come with art school. Chalatatim adovo, Moshe said. And why take it? Like we said. If there were beer in Moshe, Eichoy Solevadi. It became like that, Taka. They were not attached enough. If they would be attached, they would manage. Abba is interesting to Rashi. Rashi says, why Moshe expected them to learn by him? I would say because Moshe heard it from Hashem. So he's the best Rebbe. Moshe says, I have the Messiah. I heard it from the Buskerov Alein. I heard from Reboch Ber Alein. I heard from Nachum Alein. I have the Messiah. But Rashi is not a Maile. So what? Forget. Some people maybe can explain better from the Talmud. Why Moshe is a better Rebbe? Shenitzarti Oleh. I was Moser Nefesh. Moshe says, I'm better from everyone else to be the teacher, not because I heard it from Hashem. Because I was Moser Nefesh to learn Torah. Shteider, what makes a person to be a special person? Special Rebbe, but a special person. When he's Moser Nefesh, this counts. So Moshe, I'm the biggest Moser Nefesh. When Moshe is complaining and tiny and Klal Yisrael that they had to say no, and they had to want Moshe, the Maile of Moshe is because he was Moser Nefesh. Then Moshe goes weiter. ותקרי בונה לה כולכם ותאמר נשלחו אנושים לפנינו ויחפרו לנו את האורץ. רשי says, ותקרי בונה לה כולכם בערבוביה. Everyone was pushing. ולהול לנו אמר ותקרי בונה לה כל ראש השפטיכם. זה קריבו הגנס. ילודים מחבדים סקיינים, סקיינים מחבדים ראשים. אבל כאן, תקרי בונה לה כולכם בערבוביה. Yelodim doichvim es askeinim. Skeinim doichvim es haroshim. This is the Rashi. This is the Rashi from Klal Yisrael. Moshe tells Klal Yisrael, when you came to us to send meraglim, was pushing. It was pushing. Kids were pushing the old people. Klal Yisrael, cheta meraglim, you know what it was? They didn't want to go to Eretz Yisrael. We stayed 40 years in the Midbar. Our life changed. Moshe reminds me, remember it was pushing. When he came over, I remember it was pushing. Was there? Steht in Rashi. Moshe taught Klal Yisrael. But you taught that you send Meraglim Hashem Shomayim. And they failed. Well, listen, we sent them, Rashi says. And they came back and they told us that it's a problem, so we didn't want to go. Moshe, you sent people, they came back, they said no. So we said no. What do you want from us? Yeah? If you look at it, Moshe sent 12 people. They come back, 10 say no, 2 say yes. So guys don't want to go. Well, you don't want to go. We send them. So it's different answers. So Rashi, Moshe told them, when you came to us, was Yelodim Deichim Mesaskein. Yelodim Deichim Mesaskein. As I ask him, I don't want to say his name. How should I ask him? And he wanted to make a pesakinus in Eretz Yisrael, like they made in America. Went to Rav Shteyman was not masking. Went to Rav Yashin, was not masking. Hey, he makes more ones. We're not doing Siddur Tahara in Eretz Yisrael. We have different things that we have to take care of. It's Treif Chazir. But that's Sifu, we have to keep for different things. I'm not going out to explain why. Treif chazir. And you have to fight every yeshiva against it in every place. Oh, but we don't have to make this big thing. They didn't feel that the big thing in Eretz Yisrael will be a teyaras. You have to write letters to make a sifus against it. But not. And that guy told me, we have to. So I don't understand. Rav Shteman told you that. And he died. He does all the, you know, the whole time he realizes it's Nachum, this guy. Yeah, he's a friend of mine. So I told him, I don't understand. But Rav Shteman told you not to. He said, sometimes the young guys have to push the old guys. And a lot of us, things that you see, this guy is doing. I told him, this is Chata Ego. You are Chefter Miraki. To say such a word, the young guys have to push. Sometimes the Gedolim don't know what is happening. All of the Gedolim in Eretz Yisrael know exactly what is happening. Yeah? Maybe they think that you can filter it and they don't know that you can. That may be, yeah? They know what is happening. And they're finding it very stark. Don't start to organize for them. They know how to organize. They know exactly how to do events. They don't need you, little Pitchevka, to organize the events for them. How you know when something is kosher or not? See who is pushing for it. Moshe taught Klal Yisrael a lesson. Rabbi said it's a lesson for life. It's a lesson for life. It doesn't mean that a young person cannot sometimes come with a good idea. He goes to the old man and he asks him. Yelodim doichvim es haskeinim. They're pushing them. You have to. This is called Yelodim poishtoichvim es haskeinim. Moshe told him, no. Don't tell me you meant L'shem Shammai. It was treif from the beginning. It was pushing. When the kids are pushing the skeinim, remember this message to life. When you see kids are pushing skeinim and they're trying to get there, it's not a kosher chazach. It's a treif chazach. Good job.